Welcome to Chick Chatter.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, everybody.
How you bees? How you bees?
I bees how I bees.
Well, that's a good answer.
That's a good answer.
Hey, how you bees? How you bees? That mean it
I
is.
Bees
what
how bees have been.
That's it. That's it. How y'all day been so far?
It was a long day for me.
Me too,
we can tell.
Nelly.
We can tell.
I'm on the struggle today.
You're on the struggle.
That's why I said in person works a whole lot better for me, because you know the callings of home sometimes is difficult to separate.
It is very. Especially if you're coming from the office. It's no time to pause.
You don't get a chance to decompress. I came in here trying to hurry up and cook because I'm hungry.
That was me.
You know, I gotta eat because I'm gonna be crazy.
Yep, that was me. Be up here hangry.
Right, exactly. With an attitude. Out. Like they still talking. I don't want to talk no more.
Well, maybe we should record during lunchtime.
Everybody go
to your car and record doing lunchtime. Everybody do
sit in the car with the phone.
Yes, with the phone, chit chatter.
Yeah. Look, that don't sound too bad of an idea.
Don't sound too bad.
Get it out the way.
Girl, you go to lunch too late. Oh, I gotta make a run an errand. I gotta do this. You know how this group is.
I don't be trying to leave the building during lunch.
See, already. She don't want to leave.
You said you don't try to leave the building?
Mm-mm, I try to. Okay. I pack my lunch, so I don't have to go nowhere.
Well, I can't.
Let me tell you how, speaking of lunch, let me tell you how greedy I am. So we begin September 1st. We're going to have to start going into the office 2 days a week, right? Okay. So people prior to the pandemic, we had people working remotely prior to the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We have special teams that were remote. Everybody's coming back. So now we are having to share this. So I had to go in today to clean out my desk. When I tell y'all, don't judge me. There's no judgment here, okay?
No judgment.
And this stuff I knew that I had, but to see it all together, I was like, this is ridiculous. So I had an air fryer in my desk.
I'm sorry.
The desk you got?
I had
an air fryer.
I had a mini digital air fryer. I had Lowry seasoning salt. The Morton's all-purpose seasoning. I had a glass bowl, a glass plate, silverware. I said, if this ain't greedy right here, I don't know.
You talking about everything in the kitchen sink? That's the devil.
It sounds like she cooked for her family doing lunch so she can bring it home. Dinner is ready. I cooked that
I would go in the break room. Like, I kept it at my desk, but I would take it into the break room to fix my food. Oh, I was eating lovely during lunch. I had chicken wings.
Fryer, Kalita.
Huh?
That has to be against some policies and procedures.
It's not, because I only plugged it up when I used it, and I unplugged it and put it in my desk.
Really?
I put it in my drawer in my desk.
Oh, wow.
When I cleaned out that desk today, I was like, oh, this is ridiculous.
You probably should find out who you're sharing your desk with. They might like that. You could keep it.
Yeah, but I don't want them to use it.
Oh, okay. That part.
Yeah, because if they break it, then no.
Okay, I get that.
She's not even trying to share with nobody else.
Mm-mm. Never. Only child syndrome. It ain't
that you. That is terrible.
Because people don't be accountable for stuff. You break my ass. I didn't do it. They don't want to pay you back. I ain't got time. Nope.
Girl.
They know what days they come in. They know they got to eat lunch.
Nelly,
I just wanted to let y'all know how greedy I am.
Nelly is killing me. Nelly, seriously, you look darker than me. And that's saying a lot. You need some light.
Nelly in the witness protection program.
I don't know what she in. She look like she finna do a disposition or something. Anonymously.
Nelly done told on somebody and she don't want to be found.
Shut up.
She is in the dungeon of the police station, okay?
Jeez.
Listen. I have a different setup. So I was trying to get it set up. That's what was taking me so long. But Donnie in here trying to help me. And
You know, I was finna say that. Where is Bill the Bob at? Because he finna have a spotlight on you in a minute. Correct. He gonna figure it out.
I know.
Bob the Bill.
He gonna have an LED halogen light.
That ain't it. Because that's gonna be behind me.
Okay.
Y'all ready for some topics?
We ready for some topics, girl.
Y'all ready for some topics?
It's showing up.
Let me see.
All this
how
melon.
Racy. Wait a minute. Tawanda, do you want to talk about the video you showed? The video? Remember the video? You want to start there with the little girl?
Oh, Lord. I might got to get my reading glasses for that. I so wish we could pull it up.
I know. I wish that something
to see Lil Mama. I'm going to call her, her Lil Big Mama.
They showed it again today. It was like on the Shade Room or something.
Now, when I say that video, I had so many emotions about one video.
Me too, Tawana. Shock.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad.
I'm trying to find.
Been through.
Lady, why don't you go with me first? Because now I got to search.
I'm
you
sorry. Well, wait. I have it if you want me to. Hold on. I have it. I can go to it and I can. I think the main thing is the audio.
Baby.
The main, well, we don't have to start there. If you want to come back.
Can y'all hear Dion? Because her lips is moving, but she won't talk. I mean, but can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, girl.
Uh-huh, we can hear you.
But Dion must have been.
Can y'all hear this? Listen. Can y'all hear it?
I can't hear it. Here, I think I found it.
Okay, let me pause then.
Can y'all hear me?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so obviously a lady, her sister, according to the baby at this point, she done snitched on the sister, on her aunt.
She did.
And they were in a store. Security accused her mother of stealing some glass. That was number one. Number two, you can hear the police on the radio giving a full description of the lady who stole the glass. They said the lady had braids and she had on a white t-shirt. Little girl mama did have braids. She had her hair slicked back like Nelly's. And she had on a tan cream dress. So you hear this little girl, she gotta be about 7. Her verbiage, she about 37. But she's screaming, she's in distress. One, I get it. Any kid that see a whole bunch of cops around their mother or their father, whoever, is gonna get nervous. I give her a point for that. I give her a point for how aggressive she was about letting people know it wasn't my mother. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then she said it was my aunt at this point, because I don't want y'all to think it's my mother. So I was fine with all of that. I think what took me out was her verbiage, the way she articulated it, how mad and angry she really was. So just from that line of work, one, I know you're around grown people conversations all the time. That's your norm. That's your norm. Because you know how to structure those cuss words where they hit. Because I was like, that was something I would say as a grown up. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, she was big people cussing.
Yeah, and then she was what took me out when she was like, it's going to be an M&F problem. And she finna kill somebody. That's what she said.
Yeah, she was like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, and walking off, she looked like a old person trapped in a little girl's body. So I was like, I was so confused. I was confused. I was happy that she said that it wasn't her mama. You know what I'm saying? But it was, I don't know. What y'all think?
She brown here.
I had so many emotions.
She also, she said something. She said something about on my dead father.
That part.
She did say, she said, on my dead father something. I forgot what was before. I forgot what was after. So when I saw her, I was like, this little girl has seen some trauma.
Yeah. Right. I think when she said something about MF, and she was like, oh my dead, oh my, she's doing like this. Oh my dead.
Okay, yeah.
That's some grown people stuff. You done seen somebody do that. But go ahead, Khalid. I'm sorry. But yeah.
No, no, you're fine. So I was trying to figure out, is it the trauma that she's seen in her own personal life? Is it that she knows the culture that we're in with police officers who are killing? Some police officers who we've seen kill innocent Black people. Like, was it coming from that? Is she aware of what's going on? It was a lot of layers to that video, but she, then I also don't know if she was like in a fight or flight mode. Like, I'm giving it my all because I'm, number one, you're going to take my mama to jail, which I don't want to happen, and she didn't do it. So I'm mm-hmm. really, really angry because you can take her to jail for something I done told you my aunt did.
She done seen somebody get arrested before, for sure.
And they took her to jail, right?
Yeah, but for sure. Yeah, I mean, it makes you ask so many questions like, did the police kill your father?
Right. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Have you seen your mother go to jail mm-hmm. before? Have you seen her get locked up before?
Right.
Mm-hmm. She got more issues than what that video.
I think what was more shocking to, well, not more, but as shocking to me is her mama. Like, her mama won't say,
shut up,
be quiet, chill out, calm down, nothing. Like, mm-hmm. oh, so this how y'all operate. Like, none of
this the norm.
That's her norm. Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't. She, the mom, if I remember right, she didn't have any emotion.
It was the like, mama okay, wasn't even that emotion.
Yeah, like, mm-mm. it's another day. I'm about to get locked up, so.
I think the mother's thing was, police already get, for real, if the girl wasn't there and I was the mother, because of the culture we live in, yeah, I would have been pissed off. It ain't me. But I didn't already heard what the man said and it's recorded. Number one, he didn't told y'all what the description of it is. So take me to jail, because then you go ahead and lock me up and then I'm finna sue you. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They already said what the person looked like. She looks right. nothing.
Not right.
Yeah, no. Like, I don't got on no white t-shirt and I surely ain't got no braids, mate. What she say? Her I ain't heard. It was, girl, that crushed my soul.
Because my baby would have been standing there.
Our kids would have been standing there crying. That's what they would have been doing.
And that cussing and going crazy.
Friend.
Well, Sister Soldier was like, not my mama. Not my mama, not today. Not my mama.
Y'all ain't taking her no way. I done told you she ain't doing it.
Mm-mm. Not without a fight.
Yeah, that was crazy.
What you say, Dion?
We got some good stories today.
I can't hear you, Dion. Dion is our engineer, Chit Chatter fan. She like to mess with buttons and stuff.
Yeah, because she been talking for a minute. That's why I kept saying, can y'all hear Dion? Because she's talking. But
oh, she had? I ain't even know that.
Talking. Yeah, she was talking.
We can't hear you, T.
We can't hear you.
Let me close my door. I'll be right back.
So, Dion, you were muted, but now you're unmuted, but still can't hear you, though.
Mm-mm.
Got nothing.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Whatever you know,
I was saying is,
put a piece of tape on that button. Put a piece of tape on that button.
Don't do it again.
That.
Stop touching buttons.
I think I did touch it by accident. My
Dion,
bad.
You are now an engineer. Stop
you
touching
do this
stuff.
Every single time. Stop touching stuff.
You went to school for accounting. Count.
Hey.
This lady. Good gosh almighty. Anyway.
Okay. What you were saying about the baby, Dion?
No, I said, like, it reminded me of on Good Times. It was an episode where they had this description of a guy, but they had arrested JJ. And then when the actual person came through, after they got JJ out and the actual person walked past, and then Florida said, oh, I can see how you messed up with that.
You thought it was him. That
That's what it reminded me of. Like, really?
That's
like, where was the aunt at all this? To see, I'll be pissed off at my sister.
The aunt gone, girl.
But no, I'm just saying, I mean, yeah, I'm getting arrested behind you.
She gone, girl.
Yeah, I'm getting arrested behind you.
The mama knew it was her sister.
Fingers? Yeah, and your sticky fingers.
I probably wouldn't have said nothing either, Dion. They already told me who the description was. It ain't me. I'm finna go home. That's where I'm finna go.
But that baby said, I'm telling it.
I'm just like, that's not me. That description is not me. So
yeah.
No, I'm not saying I'll tell her my sister, but I'll be definitely pissed because the little girl had already said, that is not my mother. It was my aunt. And so at that point, I'd be like, where is she? Oh, she gonna get it when I do get her.
She went out the back door. She saw what was happening
with them shades on.
Yep.
And I do see her. It's gonna, we're gonna have a conversation.
According to her niece, when her niece see her, it's gonna be a
It is.
Oh, her damn niece
gonna set her up.
That part. We need a part two to that. What did the niece say to the aunt when she saw her? That's what I want. Videotape that.
So we need a follow-up on that for sure. The other thing that's hot today, two other things, but I'll bring up one, was the guy that was going to court for the suspended license.
Girl.
On the video.
First of all, do you dial in knowing you got suspended license?
And why did you dial in? No, yeah, why?
Why did you dial in while you're driving?
Yeah, that was dumb.
And the judge, like, I'm confused. Is,
I could even see you driving to court. I mean, if we're being honest, it's not wise to do, but the judge isn't outside of the court. Like, you don't get caught on your way to court. But for you to appear on Zoom behind your steering wheel, and it's obvious that you are passing trees and houses, the judge was like, you got to be lying.
Did he say he was about to park?
Yeah, because he
said, I'm going to the doctor. I'm about to park. I'm pulling in the parking space right now. I'm like, the judge was stuck. Like, you had to be kidding me. Hey, this is what you need to do. Your bond revoked. You need to turn yourself in today at 6 o'clock, or if not, we're picking you up.
That was dumb. Now that was dumb.
That was real dumb.
But I did have an uncle that did that.
You said you had an uncle that did that?
Oh yeah, drove. But what, to your point, Kalita, nobody's in the parking lot monitoring. You know, he appeared on his charge. You know, and he left.
So, I mean,
but he didn't get caught, though.
But he didn't get caught. Probably but a lot of people have done. I'm sure there's a lot.
So a lot of people do that, but to put the video,
you on Zoom though.
But you stupid. See, he should be arrested anyway because he's stupid. You did something that darn stupid. He couldn't have possibly had a lawyer, or if he did have a lawyer, he didn't.
His lawyer was in the car with him.
Yeah, and sure.
I'm saying, was he logged on to the Zoom though?
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because I would have logged off. Lawyer.
Oh, I thought you were the lawyer. You would have logged off.
I would have logged off. I would be like, I ain't knowing.
Yeah.
Right.
My client is stuck on stupid today. So,
Let's
see. Recuse yourself. I'm going to recuse myself.
Because that's just stupid.
I'm going to fire myself.
Correct. Yeah.
And then he had this face. You see his face like, what I
think
he got the nerve to be shot.
Because I was waiting for him to say something. He ain't never say nothing, though. He was just like,
what can you say? It's nothing.
What makes you be that bold?
Stuck on stupid?
Like,
stuck on stupid.
Hey, yeah, that's right. Go down to the courthouse and turn yourself in by 6 o'clock today, okay?
You know, you said
that what the judge said? Because I never heard what the judge said. Okay, so he got to turn himself in.
He said his bond was revoked. You need to turn yourself in by 6 p.m. today. And if not, I guess they was issuing a warrant or whatever.
That's crazy. What was your other topic? You had another one.
Who, me?
Uh-huh, what was trending today.
Oh, Lord. Y'all know what's trending today.
Donald Trump and those 34 charges he got convicted. No, he got he was found guilty on all 34 charges.
All 34.
Y'all go CNN all night.
But he said that it was Biden's administration that did all of this. They were behind it, and the real trial is going to be in November.
Day one,
right?
Yeah, but the real trial is going to be in
November. Always, he is one person that when it comes to accountability, he has none. He don't own anything.
I keep trying to tell people. I'm gonna find that quote. His mother had a quote about him. Y'all don't remember that?
No.
Mm-hmm. I'm a fan of
Kalita.
But listen, go ahead, Kalita. What you about to say? Keep talking about that. I'm going to find that quote, and I'm going to read it. You're going to fall out.
Find it.
From his own mama. I do remember his him mama. Saying, it wasn't his mom, though. So he's been found on 34. He was found guilty on 34 charges. So I guess we're waiting to find out what his punishment will be, right?
And that's in July.
But he don't get sentenced until July 11th. Of course, you know they're going to appeal.
He's going to get probation. He'll never spend a day in jail.
So he's been convicted. He has 34 felony counts. So he is still able to run for president?
That's the part that gets me. You can be president with felony, multiple felonies.
34 of them.
Okay, but yet you get charged with any other felony, you can't vote. You can't even get a job.
No, it ain't no any other felony. A felony.
I'm just saying, with any felony.
In some states, you can't vote. You can't own a gun. You can't. It's a whole lot of stuff you can't do.
You can't do, can be the president. But you can be the president of the United States. For me.
That's insane.
Crazy. Then once people go, they serve their time, they pay their restitution, they try to get their voting rights back, they still are unable to get jobs, but yet you can be a president and be a felon.
Because even as government employees, they looking at you like, hold on, we gotta look at all this stuff. You can't just have no
problem. Yeah, wait a minute.
But it's to me that is dumb. Like, how can you run the country,
right?
But yet you don't have laws that can help people, because helping those people get jobs, helping those people make money will help the economy.
Yeah.
It will.
But
definitely will. And they paid their debt to society. They're in the process of, they want to get their lives back.
Exactly.
And we give them so much, so many boundaries, so many hurdles. You know, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this. It's like, I just want to work and be able to provide for myself and my family.
That's it. I want to be able to pay for the roof over my head.
Who could possibly, and I think Donald Trump has a good chance of winning. I pray not.
Oh, Jesus.
But it's not like he has a good chance of winning.
Because of his following. Yes, because of his following.
Yes.
Yep. And that's scary because
if you get convicted of a felony, he can't be president.
No, they said that he can. That's what they were saying today.
When they were writing the Constitution, they didn't think that we're going to have this deranged man who's actually going to go out and get...
They didn't think that this would be a reality.
Well, they rewrite the Constitution for a lot of stuff. But, you know, they have a...
They amended.
But this group, though, they're not even doing the stuff they're supposed to be doing. Do you see them rewriting anything?
Mm-mm. Oh, no, no. No,
not the highest court we got right now.
Exactly.
Us people better be out there like we vote for Obama. That's what we do.
Everybody.
If you 18, you better be at them polls. I'm gonna be like the girl, and I'm having an MF problem. Down the team. this election is not the election to be like, it don't matter.
It's the most It's the most serious one I think I've ever been a part of.
No, Obama was the most serious, and now this is the second.
But to me, Obama wasn't. It wasn't
that serious.
It wasn't as serious.
It was serious. It was serious to us as a culture.
Because we wanted him in office.
Right.
But it was not it was like history. It wasn't a detriment to the country. Won't go to hell if one of the other parties won.
Yeah,
but now if Trump, because see, I think that the middle class is just going to continue to be doomed as we always are, because he really don't care.
Mm-mm.
But he got these. Oh, speaking of that, don't care. You see how at a rally over the weekend, I believe that they have these rappers that were there, and he told them that they all the same now. They just like him.
I try to scroll past a lot of Trump stuff.
But no, I'm just saying he feels like he is, he's trying to make them feel like that he's one of them.
They're inclusive.
That he's one of them because, you know, they're against all the people are against him because we have felons, you know, not felons at the time, you know, with all these charges going to court. So now he's really going to blow up that idea of I'm a convicted felon and the woe is me. But no, the difference is you can still run for president. Correct. You can still have income regardless.
My thing is,
have other issues.
If he does win, and that's his new thing, that I'm a convicted felon and I still get to run the country, everybody who are in charge of like all those gun rights, all the people who serve their time and they come out, like Cleta said, you still giving them a hard time, you better clean the slate with them then. Because if he can be the president, now you can vote. You can get your gun rights back.
That's
you
right.
You can have any job that you want. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They better have some disclaimers, though, like the people that hump on the churn. I don't care who you are.
No,
Republican, Democrat, you ain't getting
none. It's some stuff that's not.
When you got the
Yeah, exactly. You got to have some kind of disclaimer. We ain't talking
some
about y'all.
Stuff we can't look past.
But all the other stuff. Y'all done pissed me off.
It's a shame. And he's hinting at stuff, you know, dictatorship. He will probably make it so that he will be. It ain't no 4 years for him. He's gonna be in office forever.
Right. Yeah, the way he wants it, because he wants to amend the Constitution so that you don't have the limits.
Right.
I don't know how true this is, that even so, if he wins this next term, he can still run again because I guess it's not back to back. But no, I thought
they could only do eight. I thought they could only do eight either way.
He can run again.
He can?
Really?
No.
He can. Oh, yeah. I thought it was
I didn't know how true that was. Yeah, I didn't know how true that was.
I thought it was eight altogether.
Yeah, it don't have to be consecutive. That's why he's able to run now.
Okay, so it don't have to be consecutive. He's the only one that has, I mean, is he the only one that didn't? No, he's not. It was someone
else. It's another one.
Wait, it's another one. I can't think.
We need to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, we expire, but we better start picking somewhere we might want to relocate. But go ahead.
That is another topic, right?
Because ain't nobody going nowhere. Next topic.
We like the water, girl. We can all go get a house and just, we all live good together. We fine.
She said it like
we're
gonna be in a floating house somewhere. Like,
right. We all
like the water.
Like underwater. Like you're gonna have those underwater hotels.
Going to another country.
You said mermaid.
This is where you wish you was rich though, because I would roll.
He's trying to look like SpongeBob.
You know.
We're probably be better under the sea than up here.
Oh, we would. I don't disagree with you at all.
I can't swim.
That's
you got time to learn. Money. Look, you've been warned. I can't either, Dion. We got time to learn.
Oh God.
Okay, y'all. Let me ask y'all this. Okay, so the oldest living survivor of the Tulsa race massacre. Her name is Viola Fletcher. Mm-hmm. She turned 110 years old during the week of May 19th.
Wow.
110. Would you want to live to be that old?
Absolutely.
Me too.
I would. Absolutely.
I say the Lord got her here for a reason. This lady, she's still trying to get her justice too.
Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, she is.
As yeah. she should.
110. That's Bible that's numbers, ain't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Didn't they live that old Bible?
Yes, she yeah, is. Yeah. That was she.
Oh, yeah, older.
Now she Eve. She
oh, yeah, they were older.
Yeah, they were. They were like 400 right years old.
Yeah, if you had your right man, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, I would too.
I can be like with Patti LaBelle at her birthday party, dancing and having a good time. Oh yeah.
I would too.
Now I might not be able to drop down and get my ego on, but hey.
You ain't doing that.
Some people are like, I can't do that, no, that's too long. But I think whatever life I have left in me to live, let me live it.
Exactly.
I
think
that I would have some disclaimers though. Like I just wouldn't want to be here 110. I can't do nothing. I don't know nobody. You know what I'm saying? I ain't in my right man. I can't go outside and sit on the porch. Somebody
exactly.
got to 24 hours a day. Right. I don't want that. But if my granddaughter was 95, still driving, still whatever, won't sit, just said he was, I'm sleepy, I'm tired. And I'm thinking you tired going to sleep and I'll talk to you later. But he, in his mind, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
And he been on the glory. You get what I'm saying? So if I can roll out like that, if I'm 110 and I'm still talking to y'all, what's up? Y'all remember 60 years ago? We still know each other and all that. Absolutely.
But think of all the wisdom she has. 110.
All the things she's seen over the
years. Exactly.
How much has this country changed?
Yes.
Because that means she was depression.
All of us are 50. Look at what we've seen in 50 years. Right. Add on another 60 years to that.
Yeah. So she's seen the depression. She's seen segregation. And she may have
knew people that was in slavery.
Like that's what I was going to say. She knew people that were in slavery. Yeah. Like her parents were slaves.
Exactly.
Were in slavery if they were enslaved. You know, if they were enslaved.
Just like our parents. They literally, they would live through segregation.
But I'm saying she has all of those things that she has seen. Like, wow.
Yeah, she is a history book.
A big, yes, a major history book.
I can't wait till we get old, girl, start talking about COVID. We're going to be hated. Like, you remember that time, girl, we had to sit in the house?
We couldn't go anywhere.
Everybody had on masks. Had you don't want a mask.
Oh my grandkids going to be like, what is you talking about?
We're going to know because we're going to go back and look at pictures.
Because remember the COVID cookout we had at Nell's house? It was when COVID opened up.
First everybody of all, we're not going to keep calling it no COVID cookout.
It was a COVID cookout.
It was a COVID cookout.
Because we was like, we don't even care. I don't even care if I catch it.
We did not care, did we?
I need to see somebody.
We didn't care. Hey, girl, how you doing? Give me a hug.
I really think a lot of that was, I trust you. Like, okay, I know you ain't getting out here in these streets.
Right.
Trusted each other.
But now COVID was not even about a trust thing. And not even trying to be funny. The people that was out still doing what they want to do, a lot of them ain't get COVID. It won't do.
True. Yeah.
That's it won't do. They might have been passing it on. I don't know what it was, but it was a lot of, I don't know. Especially them old people now. You know they ain't going nowhere. They go to church, to the grocery store. How you get the COVID?
Remember, like Kim. Remember, Kim wore mask everywhere. And she was one of the ones that got it. And we were like,
it only takes one person.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone is 100%. Yet no one is 100% immune. And you can't be mad at people. I mean, it's sometimes people don't even know they have it. Or you also have to take your own responsibility too. Like if you can't let your guard down. So I'm at work and we're spaced out, but it only takes one person to pass me something and they have it and then I get it.
But Lord, I'm glad we out of that. I appreciate
it. Me too.
Can we say Lord on chit chatter?
Yes, we can. We can always say Lord.
Yeah, we can.
Yes,
if we can't, I don't want no pots of.
And me either.
Okay. Like we right, bowing out gracefully.
That part. Good it was day. Been real. But I'm out.
Right.
God is talking good.
About the Lord.
Wait till we have Bible study up here. Talk about that.
Uh-oh. Yeah. We're going to have church.
Hey, man.
Question. Now, look at this. After we just talked about the Lord. We still love the Lord. We still love you, guys.
I love you, Lord.
Look, you can find $12,000 in the bathroom at a restaurant. What are you doing?
Taking it.
Cash. $12,000 cash. You don't know it's $12,000 at the time, but you see a lot of cash left in the bathroom.
First, my first thought is I'll take it. But then again, I think that first I will be skeptical. I know I will be skeptical because I'm like, it's got to be a camera. I am being punked. I am being punked. And this is a testament to me, like trying to figure out what I would do. Mm-hmm. That's what I'd be like,
So that's your first thought. So would you just leave it? Would you be like,
Oh no, I'm gonna be searching around in the con like this. Peeping out the door, doing all that, trying to see.
If it's the first of the month, I'm taking it. No, I'm playing.
I don't think in good conscience I could do it.
I can't.
Okay, Deaconess.
No, I think because the way I was raised,
not in a restaurant. Now, if I just found it randomly on the street,
on the street,
I don't know. Like, but in a restaurant,
that's different.
On the street, I'm taking it. Yeah, on the street, I'm taking it.
Oh yeah, on the street, I probably would take it too. But
in a restaurant, it's giving. I'm stealing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was like the worst thing you could do.
I'm gonna tell y'all what happened. I'm gonna tell y'all why I will never ever take anything I'm supposed to. So I was at TJ Maxx in Janus looking for a belt. looking for a couple of belts. I saw one that I like. I put it over my shoulder. Put it right over my shoulder. Found another one that I like better. Went to the register, paid for it, left. I was putting on my seatbelt, and I was like, oh, snap. I still got this belt on my shoulder. And I was like, I'm not taking it. I ain't taking it back in.
Because they're going to think I stole it.
I left. Like a week later, my car got stolen. I said, never again.
Are you serious?
Never again.
You thought it was from your belt, girl.
I'm like, yes. How you associate the two? You feel like that was like bad karma.
She said God was trying to tell her something.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I said God was testing me. I failed. And he done took my car from me. Yep.
People have left their change. I was in, I think it was Walmart when they first got the self-checkout.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you put your cash in there, spit the cash out, and somebody had left their cash in the bank.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I left it right there, showed
it. Put it in that person to take
it. Right.
They probably did, karma, but it won't be on me.
Karma mm-hmm. is something. The karma comes back.
Karma is something. Karma is something, and I believe that there is
a
thing.
We can do that quote at the end that my grandma used to tell us all the time.
Okay.
Don't let the fault be in you.
My father used to tell us if you steal, yeah, he said, if you steal, I'm never coming to get you from jail. You were sitting there, you were right. Because you don't have no reason to steal. Right. You get what I'm saying? He's like, if you kill somebody, I'm going to come get you because I don't know if they tried to kill you first and we'll figure it out. But if you steal something, that's something consciously that you said you're going to take something that does not belong to you. And he always said, I can't stand a thief. I can't. Right. So that's something that be burning in you, girl. We used to wash his clothes, right? You know how you wash your parents' clothes and money would fall in the wash machine. It'd be like 25 cent, 35 cent. Go put it on his dresser like, yo, I found 35 cent at wash machine. I always take a second. Nothing. You gotta go try to put me in jail.
You do that as a kid, but let me tell you something. Adults,
I done been allowed
your money in your pocket if you want to around here. It's mine.
I done been a lot of things, but I ain't no thief, baby.
We talking about my mama wash machine. We talking about my wash machine. If
my
you
wash
money
machine,
in that machine, it belongs to me.
You a thief.
That's my machine. You need a thief. To clean your pockets out before you put your stuff in that machine. So
that ain't your money there. Don't do that.
At your own risk.
$20 out of the washing machine. I'm just letting you know. It's already spent, but I got it. I took it. You don't even let them know.
Y'all is wrong. I would never wash
that. You still got people looking under pillows for $20 bills.
Hey, you shouldn't have left your money in your pocket.
I hope my washing machine don't never break down. I ain't never washing my clothes.
Come over here and wash your clothes.
He like, girl, I have $50 in my pocket. Where is?
No, I mean, I'll keep only the kids wash their clothes over here. They ain't leaving no money in no pockets. That's Donnell.
Okay. But that's your husband. What's yours is his, though. So you ain't
so I'm like,
you ain't no thief. I'm sorry. You got to tell
you saying it's some help for. It's some help for.
Yeah, she ain't no thief. That's her husband. They as one. What's his is hers. What's hers is his. I thought you was just talking about anybody. You just taking everybody money to wash machine.
I mean, this ain't no laundromat.
When they might have to be your friend's wash machine can break down. We old. I wouldn't even know what to do at a laundromat. How does it work?
Girl.
How does the laundry room work?
Been there, done that. Yeah.
50 years ago in college.
Lies you tell.
Now, when you been to laundromat after college?
Girl, I'm back. Our washing machine broke on 6/10. We was about to have to go with this trash washing machine that we only had for 4 years that the people had come and fix. Don't buy no Samsung wash.
I got a Maytag.
What? Somebody else was talking about I heard their electronics are not good. They make great cell phones, but their electronics are not good.
We bought that machine when we got this house. Mm-hmm. He came in here.
You just got that house.
That's what I was just thinking.
We bought the machine when we bought the house. I'm telling you now.
So it's only 4 years old, right?
So it's 4 years old. Mm-hmm. And it won't even four because we just made 4 years in April and this happened before
eight. Okay.
So 3 and some change.
Okay.
The machine, it wouldn't ring. Like it sound like people was in there fighting, girl. Like the water, it'd be like boom, 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 boom. What is wrong with this machine? So we called the people, the man come to fix it or whatever. And I was like, well, can you tell me like what would cause that to happen? Because I'm like, it's something that we're doing.
Yeah.
He was like, he said, it's Samsung. I said, what? He said, oh yeah, they keep us busier than any other machine.
Wow. Really?
Note to self, won't buy another one.
Oh my God.
And thank God for the home warranty.
The best phones.
Yes.
They make the best phones. Don't buy a machine.
Now you sound like them old people, girl. You know, back in the day, if it won't Sony, it ain't coming in here. If it ain't no Sony TV,
right. If it
don't work,
yes. Whirlpool.
Yes.
Whirlpool, yes. Frigidaire.
Whirlpool.
If it ain't them, they don't want it. It don't work.
Montgomery Ward. Y'all remember Montgomery Ward?
If it don't come from Sears, because if it don't come from Sears, that ain't no
it ain't working.
Exactly.
Don't give me none of that if it ain't from Sears. That's exactly what they would be like.
Those were some good days.
But one thing about it is Sears.
You remember
was
when your parents used to
send you
to the store with their credit card and the people had to call them to verify
I do remember that. Yeah. Yes. I do remember that.
We have your daughter here at the register with her two out of time. Does she use your credit card? I wish they had
Did
it
you
now.
Give her permission to use your card.
They need it now.
Hello, Nick. They do.
It's easy
now
to steal for someone to steal your identity, but hard for you to prove that it's you.
Hey, neighbor, that's,
that right. Is some of the dumbest.
Say that again. Say that
that's
again.
Crazy.
That's yes.
Crazy.
It is so stupid. Like it didn't take all
I
of this for them
prove
to say
to
that
you
they were
that
me.
I'm me, but they ain't have to prove to you that.
But
Keisha
got all
that. They're not me.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Right.
Like, come on now, make it
it's
make
crazy.
Sense.
Just like when if you get overcharged for something, they gonna swipe it right away. But you gonna wait 3 to 5 days to get it back.
What is that policy about?
Girl, I don't understand that.
What's that policy about?
3 to 5 days. You took it 3 to 5 days. Yes, I need it back in that time frame.
Exactly.
Girl, they canceled that concert in Vegas and told money them they'll get their money back within 30 days. I saw when they took the money in 2.5 seconds. I saw that. I was sitting there while you did it. Now you're going to tell her that you're going to get her money back within
in
30 days?
That's
great.
Wow.
They canceled that because of the weather, right?
Because of the weather, but just the way
what concert? Bro,
they sent it out like 11:30 p.m. at night, and the concert started the next day.
Whoa.
People could have been traveling already.
You could have been mid-air.
There.
Mona said it was going. People was going off. She said this one lady was like, my husband, I guess he's stationed in Hawaii and she's stationed somewhere else. And they were meeting in Vegas. So she was already in Vegas. He was on a flight from Hawaii, already in the sky. For him to get there, she was like, what am I telling when he land? Oh, by the way, concert is canceled.
So which concert was that?
Well, they
it was a friends and family.
I mean, they ain't seen each other in a long time, right?
I mean, like right. I told exactly. my I was like, you gonna have fun. That's the benefits. I'm in a place where you're gonna have fun anyway. But what if that concert would have been in Idaho? Not saying nothing against Idaho people on chit chat.
Right. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, like
what's out there?
What's out here?
The wanna really be catering to these fans, honey, that we ain't seen that one. People out there in the chick chatter world, like,
look, man, looking like, where they at?
Just peeking into existence.
That's right, Tawana. That's right.
Now,
don't do that. We love that. Speak it.
You have Felita, to tell us what our fans asked us last week. What they say? What questions did the fans write in and ask?
Hey, speaking it.
Let me find it.
Dion over there pushing buttons.
That is nail.
Is that you, Nail?
Yes, that's Nail.
Nail. I was going to be like,
I got in trouble for Nail.
That is hilarious.
I am getting in trouble for Nail.
Dion, one more time, please.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Donnell bought me a little soundboard and a microphone and all, a whole setup, Jeff.
Oh. I am done.
Well, tell Bob the Builder to get that lighting right next time. But you look good now. You looking kind of like
did.
Your color.
He bought that light up here. That's why I'm bright like this.
I knew Bob the Builder was going to get it right.
He going to get it done.
For real.
Okay, listen, y'all. I have a question. This is a letter that someone sent in to TGIF. But it's a good topic. So I'm a read it. It says, so don't judge me too harshly. I recently started dating a guy that I really like, but I can never go to his condo because he shares it with his ex-boyfriend. And him and I think it's awkward. What you mean, him and I? Okay, so never mind. He says, I've confirmed with the ex. They have broken up months ago, but they signed a 2-year lease. So they are stuck for 17 more months. Should it be considered that they might rekindle their romance?
So a 2-year lease, that's 24 months. They got 17 left. So right shortly after they moved in, they broke up.
Mm-hmm. No, they hopped in for 7 years. So give them 7. Mm-hmm. 7 months. Give them 7 months.
So was this a girl or a guy?
I think it was two guys, but it don't matter. Like, I guess the question is, how would you feel or would you be able to date someone who shared a home
with their ex?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of very uncomfortable for me. I would think that somebody sneaking in somebody's room.
Mm-hmm. I'm playing devil's advocate. We have all had relationships with somebody that you broke up with and it's like over. I wouldn't care if you was on fire. I wouldn't spit on you, right? Mm-hmm. Then you got some, you break up, but of course you still got feelings. So if y'all in that space, like, I don't know, you know, if he knock on the door, I might give him some. But if you in a space where you wouldn't spit on him if he on fire, I wouldn't care who come in there. But that's just me. But I wouldn't want to be in that situation at all.
Yeah, so how would you feel as the other party, as the person who's dating?
I wouldn't spit on him if he was burning.
No, how would you feel as the
person dating someone that's living with their...
dating one of the people living together. So You wouldn't spend on fire to put, so you can't stand them. We just here for financial reasons.
Right. But if I'm the person,
but as the person dating one of those
people, I can't do it. Right. I don't
whether they want to spend on fire,
I don't think I could.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that.
I couldn't, I would always. And if my mind would always go to a negative place. Like,
I think it would always go to a negative place. And if I did try to, because it would be like, okay, well, maybe it's possible, because I remember when the housing bubble burst back in 2008, and they were saying that a lot of people, they were getting divorces, but they were still living together, but mm-hmm. they had separate lives and all of that. Okay. But I would never be comfortable in that relationship.
We talking about two different relationships, though. Because if that's my husband or my wife, I wouldn't care. Ain't nobody coming.
We talking about dating somebody.
Yeah, dating, yeah. But that, if that was my husband or that was my wife, absolutely not.
But then if you date somebody and y'all got a house together, or even get, that means they decorated that house together. A lot of that stuff that's in there may be something of yours. And then they bring someone over and they're going to drink all your cup. That you bought, and that's
what they're like. Roommate.
I think Kalita is talking about us, the person that's coming into that situation, right?
Because
we're on the other side of the situation.
Right. Like, when did you be able to?
Okay, we got to get over there and get as be as right.
Okay, so yeah. We're the person that's dating one of these.
We're people. The person that's right. dating one of the people that
I ain't going over there.
I can't do it. I
couldn't go over there.
I don't think I could date them. For me, it's not even if I'm able to visit you at your house. I don't even know if I could date you. Like, y'all.
Really?
I don't think so.
You couldn't even date them?
Like, somehow 17 months. I don't think I could. Now, let me say
I wouldn't trust. I would always have a nagging feeling. I don't think
I could. Even if I got to know the other party, the other person, I still don't think that would make a difference.
Because you already asked the other person. Because
he did.
The other person said that they had been broken up. But just because they broke up don't mean ain't nobody sliding in in the middle.
If I could not date them. Now that might be pushing it. I ain't saying it's gonna be, you probably ain't gonna be thinking about it every time. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, Kalita. You be coming up with some crazy stuff.
But they be good. They're good. They're thought provoking.
My relationship with Donnell started like that.
Did it?
And look at her happily married. And look,
yeah, that's true. Yes. And y'all been married for how many years?
20 some years.
22 October.
Wow.
I can't even get 2 days. So.
Look, I'm trying to get a week.
You what?
That's another episode of Chit Chat.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
Stay tuned. We'll talk about that 1 week.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, well, let's stay in the same line.
Linnea with them hand clappings.
I do have a question. Since we I want us to talk about something like, okay, so tomorrow is the last day of Mental Health Month.
Oh, God.
She just wanted a reason to drink. I swear. She did.
This is how you said it.
You know what?
She's going to get kicked off of Chit Chatter. It's gonna be a trio.
Dion, what you tell Dion? Put some tape over that button.
Yeah, we got it over that. Thank you, Kalita.
She's all.
This thing got so many buttons up here. It's so funny.
So we're gonna
play with them buttons on your own time.
This is my time. I ain't gonna have no other reason to play with it.
we always got reasons to play with stuff.
Oh my god.
Dion, what were you gonna say?
I don't even know now. You know what I mean? It's like, hold on.
No, what were you gonna say?
For mental health. So I was looking at like different types of mental health, whatever. And I know that we're gonna have a quote about it. Anyway, you know, we have to do that quote and we're going to talk about it. But one thing I did want to ask, did you all, I didn't know, or maybe I just didn't pay attention to the fact that there are so many different mental illnesses that were, because I was looking through the thing, like saying, you know, all the like mental disorders, you know, for the mom. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of stuff out there. It's almost like you can't breathe.
What do you mean you can't breathe, girl?
Because that might be considered a disorder. Because I mean, I'm just saying, it's almost, I mean, this just, I'm just being, you know,
extra. It's so many. Like, you didn't
there's
know
so exactly. Much. Exactly.
I'm sure some, I know there are some that are kind of talked about a lot, like your bipolar, your schizophrenia. Right. You hear about that a lot.
Those are common ones.
Exactly.
Right. Of course,
some we haven't even heard of.
Correct.
They have, like they said, like I never thought of suicide as a mental disorder.
Yes. OCD is a mental, is considered a
exactly mental like OCD.
I thought suicide was the end result of a mental disorder. Is suicide an actual
We have a thing called suicide ideation. That's the thought of committing suicide. So that would be considered.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So technically, in mental health, and we're gonna say
we're not medical.
No, we are not.
We are not MDs or whatever.
This is truly just a conversation of us talking as girls. Right. Hey, this is stuff, and you all out there, and
even though it is my line of business, but I'm not a clinical counselor, if that makes sense. So in short, what Kalita said, she didn't know it was so many things. It would be like when you go to the doctor and you get diagnosed for, say, like an ear infection, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you ever noticed, have you ever noticed that sometimes you get the same medicine that cures something else?
Uh-huh. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we wouldn't know that. I'm only getting this medicine for my ear ache. That's all I'm worrying about.
Correct.
Then you will go for something else and give you the same thing. But we wouldn't know that because we didn't go to school to be a doctor.
We're not pharmacists. Yeah, like a pharmacist and all that stuff.
So with mental health, they have a book. The book probably is literally this big. It's called a DSM-5.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they update it, of course, often, because they're on number 5 now. But it's like a mental booklet of all mental health disorders as of 2024, you know what I'm saying? But it came, that one probably came out. Yeah, and it's big. And that's how they get the diagnosis codes and all that stuff, like for clinical stuff. But yeah, it's just not anxiety, depression, you know, stuff like
right.
that.
Right, things that you always hear about.
Because that's what you hear a lot. But yeah, right. it's so much stuff. You would be surprised. We probably all can pick out something in DMS-5 and put our
name. Pick something in that book.
Yeah.
But that's why I say you can't barely breathe. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it's so much stuff that's out there.
Panic attack.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, panic. Mm-hmm. Yes. Like,
I don't know how to ask this.
If I can't answer it, I'll direct it to somebody who can.
I don't know how to ask it, but are they all, are most diagnoses or most mental health conditions or diagnoses, have they always existed and we just didn't have a name? Or are they finding that there are new mental disorders?
That's a clinical
I think it's a
question.
Combination. I think nothing
because that's not your job. Okay. That would be a clinical. We would need to have somebody up here who studied mental health, went to school for mental health. That's okay. What they did. Research. Take me outside of what I do. And what's the question again?
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I say a lot of stuff. Now, this is true. A lot of stuff is hereditary. One. Mm-hmm. Something triggers something that was probably already there,
right?
A circumstance can happen, and you don't know. Take for instance, and we don't gotta talk about it no more. But COVID, A lot of people realized they had anxiety during COVID. A lot of people. Never experienced it a day in their life. And boom, mm-hmm. COVID came and it was like, what is this?
Yeah.
But also when it snows a lot.
You talk to a clinical person and they'll tell you, you're suffering from depression. And then the first thing you're going to say is, I never felt that way before. And they say, probably because you ain't had any trigger. Mm-hmm.
Got you.
So yeah, mm-hmm. we definitely could get somebody
we'll get somebody on here that we can talk about that.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
It's something that is real and people are suffering more and more from mental health issues.
I hate the stigma behind it.
Yes. And see, and the sad part about it is a stigma because it's like us growing up, oh, that's the crazy person house. Or this, you know, and it's not necessary. And we need to get away from that because it's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with therapy. But I understand us as a culture having been guinea pigs for pretty much everything out here that mm-hmm. they don't want to be a part of the mental health trial of anything. Or so I get that, you know, so they don't want to go get help. They don't want to, you know, seek help for something that they know that they probably can't even control.
We are all a part of mental health.
Yeah.
We have a brain. Anytime something can happen to your brain, so you want to keep it healthy. If you feel like something ain't right, it doesn't mean that you are on the opposite side of a mental health issue. You get what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yes,
some people are, it just is with, like, schizophrenia, if you ever read up on it, it is a lot with that. A lot. Would I make somebody feel bad for having it? Absolutely not. It's just different steps and things they have to do to not have as many episodes or to kind of contain it. You as a friend of theirs that know they have it, certain things, you know, you would have to do when they have like those episodes. But I think it's just the thing for me that people don't show a lot of compassion. So, like, I would hope that you have people in your life. If I called you, so I'm a jokester. Everybody know I'm a jokester. Or they think I'm, like, mean or whatever. If I called one of y'all and been like, no, for real, I'm going to take myself out. I would hope that somebody would be like, you know, let's handle that. You know what I'm saying? And we'll talk about that later. I had one of those issues. Me and Nella had that conversation one time before. And it is what it is. It was more so for reaching out for, because I'm tired of being like, we'll talk about that. But you have to have somebody that knows she ain't playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, no, this is some serious stuff and don't mm-hmm. brush stuff off. You know what I'm saying? Right. But
and I think people always think you have to go talk to somebody and get your medicine. Sometimes it ain't even about that. Sometimes you just gotta go just to get it out. You need somebody where you're not feeling judged and, you know, they can tell you, okay, how you can deal with your anxiety or your depression, or you don't necessarily have to be medicated. And I think that's a lot of people fear that also.
Yeah.
Right. And I think, yes. And because don't nobody want to be feeling like a zombie or don't nobody want
right.
to
so
feel
that's
like.
What I'm saying. Just those words right there. They like, nah, I ain't going because they're going to try to give me medicine. I feel like so it's not even about that sometimes. Like they
can mm-hmm. The medicine is like any other medicine. Things. It's like any
right.
other.
But they can tell you how to do things, coping mechanisms, where it's not necessarily being medicated.
Coping and with any kind of medication, your doctor would tell you. Yes, Tawanda might have to take 4 pills a day. You know what I'm saying? Nell can have the same thing, but Nell only need 2.
Correct.
Or I'm taking 4, and I'm telling my doctor, this is the way I'm making it feel. It's making me feel. Okay, you don't need 4, right. You might need to take 3. Or you might not need 4, you might need 6. So you got to be able to step out there and either say, I just need to talk to somebody.
Yes.
Like Nell said, just talking don't mean I need medicine. But people are even afraid to say, well, more so since COVID, they're more open. But before that, you would never, they don't tell people they go to no therapist. Not us people.
And
I think judgment is the biggest barrier. I think
exactly. It is judgment.
Yeah.
It's the biggest. If we lived in a society where we had open arms for whatever you were going through, I think everyone would be a lot better off. I think
it's up to us to change that culture.
We do.
I guess it's changing now because we're talking about it more, where before we weren't vocal about it.
Right.
You think that's what it is now?
But like I have a confession with that. So,
I think it's this generation of kids. These generation of kids don't care what they tell you.
Right, they're just more open.
They just so open with stuff. You ain't never looked at your kids now and be looking at them like, probably shouldn't have told me that, but I'm glad you did. Got it. All right. They have no filters, yo. They don't have filters.
Yeah, a lot of the younger generation, but like I know that I have a confession that I may make it hard for someone to probably not feel judged, because I'll be like, your crazy ass need to get some help. And so doing that could trigger somebody. You know what I mean?
That's not nice.
Right. And it was only until this morning that someone said, hey, you really need to stop and think about that, because you could be triggering someone. And that was my aha moment, being told that. So now I'm going to make a very
conscious effort.
A very conscious effort to not do that, because I don't want to shame. You know.
That's good. Someone pointed that out to you. That someone cared enough about mental health to point that out to you. Like, hey, I don't think it's good that you say that.
In a funny conversation amongst friends, if we just joke, girl, you is crazy.
When I be saying it,
but if somebody is really having a mental health issue, the worst thing you probably could say to them is you is crazy.
And I did it maliciously.
Oh, you knew what you was doing.
I know that it was like they had irritated me to the point where I'm like, it was bad. And you know what I mean? It wasn't right. And so when it was pointed out to me that that could be a trigger.
Yeah.
And then pushing the person further away. To get the help that they need. And then that was my aha moment, was, you know what? Thank you. And I'm gonna make it a very conscious effort to not ever do that again. Because
the downside of stuff with mental health is, though, I mean to cut you off, is don't use it as a crutch, though. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I did this because
I'm true. So while we're talking about that, something you said, Tawana, and it's two quotes that I want to go with what you were saying before.
We skipped some. Go ahead.
Nuh-uh. But Khalida's still going to do the end quote. We're going to give our opinions about. But what you were saying,
we ain't do the pick one.
Okay, but hold on. Hold on.
We need two quotes. Can't we just use your quote as the quote?
Right.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. But it was two quotes that were. Tawana was saying something.
Here we go.
I know you like that. Don't worry. I'll give you something. I'll come up.
But this so deep. Y'all be draining me and chit chatter.
But we love you. Hey, these are things that people need to hear. But something that Tawana was saying made me think, these two quotes came to my mind. Your struggles do not define you. Was something you said that these are mental health quotes. Then the other one is, taking care of your mental health is an act of self-love.
I agree.
And it is, but I never thought about it like that. Taking care of your mental health is an act of self-love. Yeah,
the same way taking care of your body.
Exactly.
If you exercise and work out, and that's taking care of your body. That's self-love. Same thing. Yeah.
Same way you get them feet done, them fingers, some little paws of y'all's done. You know, the fingers, the paw, get those done. Yeah.
What was the last quote?
Taking care of your mental health is an act of self-love.
Yeah.
I really like that.
And loving others.
What you mean?
Taking care of your mental health is self-love and loving others. As a parent or as working at a job that you hate, you get your mental right before you get in that office, because you know what? I'm going to snap if somebody say something to me. and I'm losing my job. You know what I'm saying? You've been with your kids. Sometimes they drive you crazy. You will go in your room. You got to count to 10 or just go outside and huff and puff with your significant other, your boyfriend, whoever. That's taking care of your mental.
Yeah.
Like, let me get my thoughts together. Because if you don't, you choking people up. That's what we doing over here, over in our community. I'm finna get chickens. I'm finna
do all that. He done done that 12 times today.
I'm sorry. But I'm saying, so we do mental checks. We just don't call it. We don't see it as that. But that's exactly right. What you're doing. We would have been lost 1,000 jobs by now. So I'm finna snatch Keisha. Yeah. Oh, Keisha snatch me.
So, yeah, the devotion, if you read devotionals in the morning, that's getting your mental health together too.
That is true.
It is.
It's mental and spiritual health all in one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I've been getting up at 5, riding this bike, and then I read my devotional.
Uh-oh. Get it, girl.
I do mine at nighttime. I listen to my gospel in the morning and I read my Bible at night. It's like I want that to be the last thing. Yeah. Kind of, you know.
You be struggling. I'm gonna fall asleep as soon as I start reading.
Me too. I've been reading the same sentence like four times.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, wait, what did it say? I gotta start over.
You gotta get out the Old Testament, man. I don't advise reading the Old Testament at night because you gonna be sad.
Well, I'm doing my devotional, so you know that's something different every day.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love it here.
All right. So
these chicks have chatted.
Yeah. Baby, about a whole bunch of stuff.
We did. Good grief.
We did. Damn,
covered a lot.
We did cover a whole lot. Y'all girls, get it up. Y'all doing good.
Get it, girls. All right.
So you got a this or that, or we closing out, or
we're just gonna close on out.
The fun.
I don't have anything right now.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Let's pick one. Are you going to log in on time or you not? Pick one.
Oh, that's so shady.
That is. Let me take my...
It's real. All right, girl.
Now you
what know she
say? I'm going to be Erica Badu.
Ew.
We gotta build up. That was mental health. That's what my mental health.
Oh, okay.
Because mentally, the new y'all was gonna say? Be. Oh, let me stop recording.
Oh, I forgot now. I don't know.